Hey, we're talking something different today, Eddie. We're at First Choice Lawn and Garden, and this is something brand new. We talked about this, Jay, prior back in the fall when we were with you at the International Farm Safety Week, and something brand new here at your location out on the Eagle Way Bypass. Tell us what you got here.
Yeah, we've been open a few weeks. We've got lawn mowers and weed eaters and golf carts.
Lawnmowers, weed eaters, and golf carts.
Chainsaws,
yeah.
Yeah, a little of everything.
So why get into this side of the business? You see a need here in Hopkinsville for this?
Well, we did for service. You know, after another place here in Hopkinsville closed, we just thought we could help out with the service part of it. And there wasn't no golf carts around. So that's what we're really excited about, is to offer the golf carts.
And we'll talk to Tyler about the golf carts here in a little bit. I mean, a neat selection, but obviously this is just an extension of what you guys are doing. You have First Choice here, there's your original location, First Choice over on Canton, and now here's your third location.
It is. We've got three here in Hoptown to better serve the people.
That's right. Of course, how's everything going at First Choice and the other First Choice location here and across town too?
We've been busy at both locations, so everybody needing tires this time of year.
Oh, yeah. It's that time of year after the wintertime. Get tires and get ready for spring, right?
Yes, sir.
So we're here, and you guys are open. Here we're going to talk to Tyler a little bit about what all you have here. I think it's neat to see this, and we're going to go out. I thought we might go out and drive a golf cart. Is it too windy to drive a golf cart today?
No, we'll put you on one today. It'll blow you around.
Yeah. We were thinking about something, a different vehicle, Virginia. I'm thinking a golf cart might be the ideal thing, you know?
Yeah, we can fix you up.
Hopefully she didn't hear that. I'll be in trouble, Jay. Sure. She's like, Dad, I need more than a golf cart.
Yeah, well, she can drive to school. She had to leave early, but she can get there.
Yeah, just to take her time, right, for sure. And tell us about the crew you got running the place here for you at First Choice Lawn and Garden.
Well, we've got a great crew. We've got David and Michelle and Tyler, and then we've got a couple mechanics out in the back that do a good job, so we've got a good crew here.
You know, service and sales for golf carts, you mentioned that earlier, not really anywhere before now that you could get them in this area.
Not golf carts. You know, you had to drive pretty good ways to be able to get a golf cart or have it serviced, so we're glad to offer that to the community.
I think that's certainly a needed service. A lot of people have golf carts, and if they don't have one, they can find a good reason to have one, get around the neighborhood.
Yeah. Even if you don't golf, you know, a lot of people drive them around their neighborhoods in town, and so it's everybody has one nowadays, seems like.
That's pretty cool, and I think their state's going to make some rules, hopefully, to make it a little easier to have at least UTVs on the roadways. But a lot of folks are taking their golf carts back around the neighborhoods, which helps them get around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that way they don't have to get in the car and drive around, but, yeah, driving their golf cart around their neighborhoods. And,
right around the neighborhood, see what your neighbor's up to.
Yep.
See if they mowed the yard before
that's
you, right?
That's right. Check out.